Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to all of you, the listeners. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're at 516-453-6081. We're having our fun, and I hope you are too, because those of you that are calling in today, you know that we're here, Jethro and Axel, and we'll be discussing those things that you want to look at the most. So right now, a lot of individuals are asking me, what should I be doing with Mars? And Mars is right now in a strong cycle and closest to the Earth where we can really see it. It has been in years. So those of you who are working on projects, set down now, take that strength, use that to your favor. If you feel yourself becoming intense or feeling other emotions, make sure you're putting those things together so you can go and handle the project. This is Jethro. I was born with this gift as a young age. I had a near-death experience where I drowned. And after they revived me from that experience, I had a very strong ability to be able to clairvoyantly or hear the other people and see their guides. So this I have done for 30-some years in Sedona, Arizona, Manitou Springs, the Rocky Mountains, and now, as you guys know, Tampa, Washington, D.C., and the California area. So those of you who are going to PsychicJethro.com, put in for those things. We really need you fans to give us your new ways to contact you. It's always confidential. And those of you know, I do also Pampered Chef. So you will get a magazine in there, but that is me. You see it says my name on there. The reason I'm doing that is so that we can continue to keep the show and help all of you individuals to stay connected to the wild group. And without any more ado, we're going to bring in the wildest one we have. And this is our wonderful Tuesday hostess, Axel in Washington, D.C. How are you today, Axel?
I'm well, sir. How are you doing?
Great. We have friends here that are on the phone. You'll get your chance to talk to Axel. We have a few emails. And Axel, tell them a little bit about who you are and what makes Axel tick on a wonderful Tuesday morning.
On a wonderful Tuesday morning. I'm just like you all. I'm cleaning out closets. I'm living the dream, walking my dogs, drinking some hot tea on this lovely fall day here in Washington. The weather is sort of breaking apart from the hurricane. And there's just not much else to tell. I'm just a girl making it go.
Love that. Those of you tuning in, that wild part is we'll be giving away prizes and everything for those who contact us there at PsychicJethro.com. And we'll be working with those of you on the phone to win the prize. We want to thank you, Donna, in California. We have sent out your package. And I'm to let you know, we did get it on there, California. We were texting back and forth. So Donna, if you're listening, this is Jethro. I was able to catch them. We are gifted. And the mail person was there and she helped me put the CA. She said it would have went through with the zip code anyway. So please tell me you enjoy those necklaces. Give us a line. Tell us what you need. Contact us there so we can help you, the listeners. Those of you who have followed the show, remember you're in once, but if you go back and put in again, it not only updates your stuff to get your presents and prizes you're winning, but it also shows us here that you have two chances to win because we're going to be giving away some bigger prizes here in December. Those of you who listen to the show are excited that we've been giving out stuff. Axel, our wonderful hostess, is going to be talking to you. Axel, I want to know what you say and feel about events that are paranormal. Do you feel there is a such thing as a God, or do you feel that in paranormal, you individuals who do psychic were able to do it? Because I heard someone tell me that they were the power. Isn't the higher power the power?
The higher power is the power. We are definitely, I mean, I'm not the God of you and I'm not the boss of you. Definitely, there's always higher power. And having gone to Catholic school for 13 years, I will tell you, somebody was kicking my keister every day, and it wasn't me. So there was a higher power to the higher power.
I love those questions, and that was a very good one. And you woke me up this morning, of course, and I agree very much. And, you know, you pick the right show to call and be wild. But, man, I was like, what? And as I read these out, I do let you guys know it is a PG rated because we cannot be anything under the age of 13. So those things that you are sending in, we will handle later or we'll confidentially talk with you. I do ask those of you who are contacting, I am very gifted and need a picture. Axel is on through the phone, so she's sensing here. So I love you to word your questions that way. We have someone here that's wrote in, Axel, I'm listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and I have listened to it for a couple of months, and I've noticed something. I feel that you are very high energy. Is there something going on with you that is motivating you? Because I feel like you're a very strong person, but you need to either have a vacation or some help. Am I correct? Because I keep praying for you since I started listening to the show.
High energy. Well, high energy, and I think everybody needs a vacation after this pandemic. So I think everybody might be throttling a little bit higher, a little bit more apprehensive with what's going on. But yes, I throttle higher. Normally, I used to run 7 miles a day, not anymore, clearly, but yes, high energy for everybody, yeah.
Uh-huh, and the guys are telling me that those of you who are tuning in here, we've got it happening, and they got it, and that's what I thought. Someone just texted me, uh-huh, so I read the email off. I am trying to multitask, so those of you connecting, we only do readings on the 516-453-6081, and so we welcome those of you. I am liking the show more and more that I've been listening in. Axel discussed about a man that had contacted the show, and I'm loving the fact that I know you contacted again, and she was very correct about there was something going on with him and the police. I am feeling that he is trying to date a police officer or is wanting to, and he's very shy. If you're listening in, I've been listening to Jethro's show for a long time, and I want you to know, we got prayers for you, but be careful if you're dating a police officer. They also carry those arms to let you know you need to obey the law and not trying to obey your other emotions. I understand what she's saying. Yes, we are putting that out there. And they said to ask, here, let's go into X. Let's talk a little bit about what do you believe with the veil? This is coming up. We've got Valentine's happening. No, we've got Halloween. I'm teasing you. And she's writing me. She goes, Jethro, she wants to talk about something, anything but this. We're going to talk about Halloween. What would you like to say to people that are seeing ghosts, sensing things, knowing the veil is down, mediums are being called? What do you feel about that at this time?
Well, I think definitely, I mean, I'm sure you can speak to this with the near-death experience, but the time of year that, you know, everyday illusion of separation brushes up against our divine truth of eternity and universal interconnection. So fall creates a time when the days are shorter and the veil gets thinner. I think it's the time when, you know, we start winding down for winter also. Just a quick comment about your police person. Yeah, I do think he's a badge bunny, but I think he was more interested in her watch and anything of value on her. So I think you need to watch out for that one. So that was, you know, the point there. Also, I mean, many people have near-death experiences. Elizabeth Taylor mentioned she had one. She didn't tell people for years because I think in this society, when you tell somebody that something odd happened, the first go-to is that, oh, you're crazy. And obviously, so many people have had a near-death experience. So it's not that someone's crazy. She mentioned she met up with her former husband who had passed a few months earlier, Mike Todd. And he was like, it's not your time. You have to go back. And so she thought there might be something to it. And she also recalled when she was, you know, when they did bring her back, she mentioned reading her obituary. And she was like, this was like the best review of my career. So, I mean, there were some positives for her. Doctors at NYU. Would you like me to continue? Because I have so much to say.
Yes, you're on it, and we've listening. Those of us tuned in, I went around the corner, came back with the angels, and we're here. Go ahead, continue, Axel. We've got 7:02. You'll be the next caller in a few minutes. Go ahead, Axel.
Sure. So doctors, and I love the science. Being an IT person, I'm always, you know, like, is this true? Is this not true? Show me some data. I love some data. So doctors at NYU, Sam Parnia, he ran a study about when you die. And he mentioned that the heart stops and your brain shuts down. And 50 years ago, that was it. They were like, 0-1, you're done. You're out of here. But now in 2020, you could have every symptom of being death and dead. And they're like, not so fast. We believe that your cells in your brain don't die right away and that you can bring people back from physical death. You just have to wait it out. Many people have reported that they can see and hear things, which is not possible if all of these functions are physically dead. There were 15 medical centers that participated in the cardiac death study, which is fascinating to me. People came back with perceptions of what happened to them, and 10% of the people had mystical events. 2% of the people had detailed, intimate knowledge of what actually happened to them in great detail, as if they were watching down on themselves. And a lot of people who had sedatives, they simply forgot. So they're still continuing with the study of mind and consciousness that goes on even after your brain shuts down. And the mystical people had the sensation of light, love, and compassion, and a lot of the people were transformed for life. They lost their fear of death, and they engaged more with family and altruism, so they were very much a help in their community.
Wonderful. Those of us tuning in here, remember, this is Psychic Scott Wild, where you don't have to go political, you don't have to get intense. All you got to do is show up and be fun, and we'll take it from there. I have a lot of contacts here that will be grabbing the phone, so I thank you guys that have been listening, and we'll be bringing live here with Axel to make sure, in limited time, we will be given a 5 minutes. So those of you watching your clock, I don't want you to get cut off or disconnected, so pay attention, watch on there so that we go. We will thank you, and I will politely go on because we have a lot of callers. So let's grab that phone. 702, thank you for being so patient. This is Jethro, and how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Jethro. Thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful. And I want to get your first name real quick so we know who we're talking to and I can resonate to read you correctly.
My name is Brian.
Thank you, Brian. I am getting permission here. Are you okay with the fact if I just read you right through here? Or you got? I feel like you got a question you want to talk about someone.
Yes, I do. I have a question.
Thank you. Let's do the question, Brian, and I will go from there.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the question I have is, an old college friend has recently reconnected with me, and she is getting divorced, and I got married, and she's a female who I was once attracted to. And she, you know, kind of told me, let me know that she was divorced, and she, you know, displayed a desire to meet my wife and child and everything. And I just want to know if you guys are picking up anything that I should look for or anything that, or why does person serve a purpose in my life right now? I think that's the better question.
I do feel there is a reason that she's in there with the fact that she wants to start a relationship. I did feel her energy. I feel that she's wanting to see where it is, and she's having some things in her life. I heard the song Love Don't Live Here Anymore is what I heard when I feel with her. I feel that she, not towards you, but I feel she's not, she had something that happened, and now she's needing love back in her life. You know,
okay.
And so she's doing that. I also feel for you that for you to be contacting or working around her could be beneficial for you to work around, but you have to be careful of where your, I feel your heart lies in the fact that you want to be going in a new direction. You don't want to step back to the life you had, but you need to be feel valued too.
True. Very true.
I'm not saying bad, those of you listening in, about his wife, but I'm just saying that there's been some things happening in energy that things have got to go to a level that's more beneficial for you too, you know, and
exactly.
I feel there's a give and take. Thank you. Brian, I mean, you're talking serious. I know you guys are getting two men talking about real. The thing is, it's got to be a valued give and take, and that's what I feel. I do feel the lady from there before is the past relationship. There is some things that didn't get finished between the two of you, and I feel like you two need to have that private time that doesn't hurt each other, but to be able to say here and what, you know, what not only what could have happened kind of a moment, but also to see really with each other, is that spark still there, you know?
Where do you see our friendship going?
I feel it going into a little bit of a slide of you two wanting to make sure that you're not getting the wrong vibe. I feel like you two are still trying to figure out if where you two really should. And I saw that friendship starting to build into something where it's got to be beneficial for both. You do have some things that are not coinciding or not in sync with each other, and I see that in the next couple months being handled.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you, Brian. Definitely go in. I know it's always private, but I would love to see you win. I know that, you know, but even if you want a cookbook and stuff, we just want to see you support us. So we'll be here next month. We're trying to stay here for Christmas. So please support us by going to psychicjethro.com and letting us know where we can send you a Pampered Chef book or anything to keep the sponsors so we can stay here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. We love you guys, and we're contacting here. We're going in, and those of you connected are going, Jethro, what is happening? Axel and me are here, and it's Tuesday morning, and what we're doing is we're going one-on-one with you. No interruptions, no talking over, just grabbing you and going. We got 860 going in with Axel. Axel, here's 860. How are you, 860?
Hi, thank you so much. I love Pampered Chef.
Oh, you're right, Leslie. You do. I love you. Definitely go to our site. We'll be giving away some bigger prizes at Christmas. So we have some people really getting excited about winning it, which is a wonderful way to take it home.
Wonderful. And you sell it too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie then. Thank you.
And ask, Axel's here. Would you got a question for her? She's really ready to ask you, answer some intuitive and things that we have going on. And I'm going to work on the board a little bit because we have people running all over the back of our studio. We don't know. It's wild.
Hi. Hi, Axel.
Hi, what's your name? Tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Lisa Marie. And
hi there. How are you doing, Miss Lisa?
I'm okay, thank you very much. Thank you for this. I am trying to figure out a purpose for my life. I have lost family, friends, and now my medical service dog has just left and gone to heaven, and I need a purpose.
So your purpose is helping other people and keeping everything afloat, being a caretaker, is that correct?
Seems to be who I am.
Yep. So it's hard, especially in these times where everyone's sort of, you know, I mean, this pandemic is odd and people, it's sort of encroaching on other people's. If they had an illness, it's sort of doubling down and then that's it. And it's been a horrible time. Your purpose, I saw the minute you asked about your purpose, I saw animals, animal care, but not just like a normal, like, you know, grooming or babysitting, like actual caring for an animal that's like wounded or unwell. Does that at all resonate with you?
That's what I've been doing. My dog has been on hospice 16
wow,
months.
That's,
yeah.
I would say continue on that. I know that veterinary schools, they don't have enough vets. I know that for sure, vet techs and things like that. And I know that this is true with being a doctor in some states. Like I know in West Virginia, for instance, if you go to medical school, I think for 5 years, if you stay there 5 years, they'll pay back your full tuition. I would look into that for vet school because you have a very good capacity for the 360 of like mind, body, soul, why someone's not doing well. You're not just wearing in a Band-Aid on it. You're like, let's like what happened to you. You know, how do we make you safe? How do we make you feel comfortable? Like you have more of a 360 about it. And I think you would very much excel at that.
My problem
is, does that interest you?
It does, but I'm going to be 62 in a couple months.
Age is just nothing. I promise you. Age is nothing. And I don't think vet school's that long too. I mean, if you think about it, some people live to be like 108. So, I mean, you've got 40 years left of your life to, you know, kick some keister. The PG show. Sorry about that, Jethro.
Okay.
We
thank
love
you
that.
So
thank
much.
You for coming in. We've got a couple of people in there. I know you guys want to come in so much, and we love you to come in the room and go ahead with it. We're back. Thank you so much for calling. We have quite a few individuals who will sometimes utilize our show to come in and make that contact. So this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're here. And we're promoting those who are certified and audible. So those are making sure if you have someone contact and you make sure they have been on, you can always find that out if you look in the archive there. Been doing this 38 years and have quite a few friends that help with each other. I'm going to grab that phone. It's my turn to read. I got back. 718, how are you? You're not late, 718.
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Welcome.
I'm
very happy, and I've been praying for to get males to call the show because we have a lot of ladies who call, and I want to be able to read that spectrum to show that there's is us men that know there's an ability. And Tim, I'm getting a little bit of emotion here from you. I feel like you have been dealing with. I feel like you've been trying to make sure that you stay positive. So I'm going to have you give me a question, and I apologize, but I feel like you have a lot of positive energy around you, but it's not always easy to get people to follow you along.
Yes. Well, I do try to stay positive. I'm trying to figure out manifest some new things, abundance, career, job. So I've just been meditating, asking for assistance from spirit, and trying to stay positive.
I feel that very strong, and I feel like you will be able to go in They're telling me yes. Tim, I am seeing, I'm going to apologize you, those of you tuning in, I'm getting some energy around you. May I ask that question about what is your birthday so I can clarify timing and purpose? The reason I've been so accurate is that it takes the two. The energy is working with you, but I also feel there's something coming up. Can you tell me your date of birth?
Oh, sure. No problem. It's May 30th.
Thank you. And the reason I see that is that this, you have some versatility. This is a very good astrology sign. We're working today in your favor. It's correcting things. They were showing me you being able to handle a position that is working there. It's I feel like it's connected to individuals in broadcasting. I feel like it's connected to people that are working together in the community. Have you got it? Like you're looking for an onboard job at home? Talk to me a little bit about career.
Well, so right now, I'm kind of theoretically looking, but not actually looking because I wasn't actually sure where to start. I am really good with communication and with people and with storytelling, so I've been trying to think of something that can actually use some of my innate talents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still all in process of me trying to figure it out.
Very phenomenal. That's what I saw. I saw you connected into this. We're right now, those of you who keep track of know with astrology, we're doing our Libra in a Mercury retrograde. This is a favorable time for him. This is where we put the two. What I saw in energy is this is where it comes into using that gift. I see you orchestrated two jobs working together. I do see you being able to do an on-home work where you're focused there. I saw some individuals giving you some financial money because you were doing some things here, like this job, that job. And then I saw you connected to a company here, something close to November. It looks like I'm seeing 11-11 there. And that's what I get with you, Tim. And I thank you for calling. Please contact us there at psychicjethro.com and get a chance. We'll do a real strong reading. I would like to see those of you that are doing email. You send your picture, and I will help you there. That's, as you guys saw with my reviews, it's done in a long time. Thank you, Tim. We love you. We're contacting in. We're going out with it. We've had a little bit of Mercury, and I say we, but you guys know this is me and Axel. Axel, where are you? My Axel's over here.
I'm right here.
We have a Mercury going here. They're going, Axel, I have a couple questions for Axel. This is, I live in Iowa, and I'm very much excited about the fact that my daughter is gifted. The problem I have is my sister told me that if my daughter became too psychic, I could be living in a house with a child that would be doing things that would bother me. She suggests that I have my daughter exercise. I don't feel that I need to have to take her to the church because she can sense things and knows the future. What is your opinion on this, Axel?
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to throw the baby out with the bathwater on that one. I mean, unless, of course, her head's rotating in a 360-degree fashion, I'd say, you know, hold off on the big league stuff there. No, gifted children, gifted parents, it's usually they have a connection with each other. It's like a radio wave that they both link into. And I think, you know, when you think about the source of it all, who's designed this, they're not going to have a parent getting run off the road by their 2.0. So, I mean, I definitely think that it'll be fine. You just have to say, listen, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. So if she's able to say, like, start a fire, you know, doesn't mean you need to burn the whole barn down. It's just, you know, it's just like it's something that you have to kind of check yourself. You know, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. So you do want to make sure that you have a gift, but you have to make sure that there's rules, just like you would have rules if she wasn't gifted.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, we're here, we're going through. Remember, those of you contacting, we will be talking to you through the phone and ready to go. And if anything goes with it, Mercury is going a little wild, and we want to make sure that those of you who are enjoying that time are getting to hear us. I had a friend tell me yesterday, I called in the show, Jethro, and then I realized you're on in the mornings, you're on in the afternoons. Please send me a schedule. Please go to psychicjethro.com, and it's all right there. So you can just put in the schedule, and you'll get it emailed to you so you never miss a show again. Here we are. Gotcha. Jethro, I know that I've listened to the show for years. I would like to know what's going on with some of the games that we used to play. I enjoy the fun things that you guys do, and I would like to win a prize. That's it. We're doing poker this time. We're doing the stamp poker. For those of you who remember the game, you go in, you get a letter, you get a mail, you get it in there, save those stamps. We just sent out one today, and I'm going to be showing that on there. If you get four of a kind, just like poker, you have four aces. So you want to save those pitchers. And we already have sent out Dina, Jethro, Patty Negri, and we'll be sending out Anne Sablon and Debbie next week. For those of you guys that are watching those and listening to the show, I have been going to Facebook. Where do I find you? Psyche's Gone Wild Room. That's where we do the readings. This is the only place that you do get free readings. So remember, 516-453-6081. To help our show and to do this, we need you individuals. Please make sure that you listen to the show and follow along and help us with the different things so we can continue. We've been here since 2012, so over 8 years at this station. And we've got a couple other ones that we work with. So we're looking. You know, everyone knows this is the year that we need your fans to help us stay in. We love you. We're going to grab the phone here. We have a listener from Wyoming. And actually, we have 307. How are you doing today, 307?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. This is, you got my attention when I saw this Wyoming number coming up next in the queue. I am from Wyoming. So, you know, you
are.
Yes, Laramie.
Oh, my word. How funny is that? I am originally from Green River, Wyoming, but now I'm living in Casper.
Oh, I've lived in Casper, and I love the beautiful place in Green River. We're talking a really nice area. Yes.
Yeah, the little town of Green River is nice. Yeah, it is a nice place.
Well, you're already in Casper, so you're ready for the big world, you know, with those of you low, and we're very rural there, and I love you dearly. Your name is?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, this is Jethro and Axel. Do you have a question you want us to answer? I can feel your energy. You're doing something here that's changing. I feel like you're working on things that you want to be. You're a little strong-headed. I feel like you're funny, but you also get what you want. That's what they're saying. I'm not calling you bossy, but I'm hearing nobody tells you what to do. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah, I'm not settling anymore. I'm sure I've been through some bad relationships, and so I just quit dating altogether, and I'm waiting. I'm not going to settle no more, I decided.
I'm very proud of you, and the guides are telling me that what needs to go is some other people. I feel like you have gotten yourself set here, and then I feel like you're going to be you're better in management, handling people. I keep seeing your energy going around that. And is the question you have, are you looking to talk relationship, or are you looking to talk career? Because I see you busy, but I see both
career.
Are changing. Okay.
Yes, mostly career.
Okay. I feel that relationship for you is going very much into, I got you over here, and I feel that you've got the relationship part handled, and this is working together that's positive for both. And then I saw, they keep bringing it back to love with you because of Mercury, and I apologize with that retro. But the career is being handled. You're changing things, and I saw that's what they were talking about earlier. You're putting up boundaries towards those people. There's going to be a new involvement for you. And this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm handling, and this business is my business. I saw you individually grabbing a hold of something because you've worked for somebody that didn't respect you or was using you or something before, and you don't want to go back to that.
No, I don't. Nope, not at all. I worked too hard to not be appreciated, and I think I would be better as a my own boss, really.
I feel that. At first, I love your guide because your guide shows you real happy, and they show, like, I tease you, they keep showing that headstrong. You're very correct. I'm a very much entrepreneur. I've owned my own restaurant since the age of 18. I love working, but I have to be careful who I work for because my joke is I interview them while they're interviewing me, and when you're talking to them, and you can see that look in their eye, oh, my gosh, you will drag my boat, and I won't have to move. You want to just say no. You know, no, you won't.
Yeah, you're right. I've been wanting to start a business of some kind, but I I really would like to do something with New Age, like a New Age shop or something. But I've had a cleaning business too. So, I mean, I'm just, right now I'm kind of, I don't know what steps to take to go in either direction, actually.
I saw you, and you are in a perfect place because there is one there, but I feel that you would be able to do another. The thing that I will tell you, I was one of the first ones in Laramie, Wyoming, when we did the Kindred Spirit and some other things that were one of the first places selling these kind of items. And I feel that you could do very, very well there in the area of having an open place, you know, having a place that people came in, were able to do these things and buy them and have, you know, I mean, I would be a perfect person. I have family and friends there. I would fly there and come in and read for people and bring you people because I've done this.
Yeah.
You know, I have clients there.
Yeah,
I read in Casper.
I was just telling my friend that same thing today, that I would love to have a shop where I have different, you know, psychics or different healers and, you know, coming in and, you know, then sell like crystals and cards and stuff like that and it make a real cool shop. I was just telling her that today, actually.
Thank you. And we love that there. That's what I feel. I feel that's what's going to happen. But I'll tell you what I saw is there is something going on with the deadline, and that's what they're trying to correct. Get a place set. Get it out. You know, the thing is right now, you don't have to have overhead, but you could start this business going over line. You could also, what I was talking about earlier, those of you who are going into our virtual parties there, that's why it's so good to keep the Pampered Chef, because we're putting out things where people are getting that contact, we're buying our stuff, but we're not putting anybody at risk. That's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down and start doing that website stuff and get with one of us psychics or readers and get you going. That's where we've helped so much.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I will do that.
We love you, and we're turning out. I got a roll. Here we go, and now it's back to Axel. And Axel, I want to thank you. Here she is with us. We've got people connecting. They're going, Jethro. We have a caller here that is next in the queue, and we're going to grab this caller. And it's 651. You had texted me. I think it's Crystal. How are you, Miss Crystal?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana, welcome. Here is Axel. She's here helping, and I will have her read you while I'm looking over here and handling the cues to keep Mercury off our hair.
Hi, Christiana. Okay. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
What's your question?
I was told by a medium the other day that I'll be meeting someone this fall for a romantic relationship. And I was wondering if it was someone I know already or if it's going to be someone new.
I thought that it was somebody new, actually. Or, I mean, new, I get new, but it could also mean like that they've grown up or that their personality has changed and maybe they've just matured a little bit more, but I'm getting new.
Okay, so someone I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard with the pandemic, too, because, you know, you've got to keep your mask on. You've got to, you know, social distance. And I think even Saturday Night Live made a fun little skit the other time about people, what's under the mask, you know. So
yeah.
I think you'll be fine. I mean, I see that. I don't think you have a problem attracting people. I think you're an attractor of people, and I think you're a good person. So I don't think you have anything to worry about. I think the issue for you might be more than less. You're probably somebody who gets more people than you generally don't want them around you. You're like, no, we're good. We're good over here. Does that how it kind of comes to you? Like you have like too many, but not the ones you want?
I wouldn't say too many, but yeah. Especially with guys, you know, they're some of them will be like, hey, you know, I'm available, or they'll kind of be like jerks, and I'll say, I'm not really interested.
Yeah, I mean, I've back in the day, I mean, sometimes you just have to say, oh, yeah, I've got pink eye, or, you know, just make it not their fault, because like sometimes they don't translate well with the truth, because, you know, but I used to just make up something else, because it's also a safety issue, too, because people get angry when you don't say what they want to hear. So, I mean, if it's something where if you look at your surroundings very closely before you answer, you know, and if you feel like it's fine, then, you know, answer it truthfully. But if you think there's going to be something weird, you can also just, you know, play it up a little bit more too, because nobody wants the pink eye. So you just have to separate yourself out a little bit there. Yeah. No, I definitely see you dating somebody. I don't ever see you in a position where you're not going to have somebody attracted to you. You're a very beautiful person inside and out. That's what I see.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have any other questions for me?
Yeah. There is a lady that I'm interested in, and I was wondering, do you see anything happening there romantically, or is it or not?
I did not see that, actually. I just saw with the gentleman, but not with the lady.
Okay.
I think the lady wants to be your friend for sure and would love to hang out and just go, like, have some fun, but I didn't see anything more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, but totally chill, like happy-go-lucky. And it's hard, too, right now. I mean, again, with the pandemic, you know, how much fun can you have? So you're just, here you are. I mean, honestly, I think the best thing to do is to Zoom in with friends or to get online and make sure you check in on your friends, too, because you're a source of light for them.
Thank you. And we have 415. You are live right now. How are you doing, 415?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
And thank you for calling in for a five-minute reading.
Thank you. Oh, you just muted. Okay, you unmuted me. Good.
I apologize. We're busy. Yes, and now we've got that going. We thank you for calling in. And here we go. You'll have to call back, 415. It's 516-453-6081. We have 352. I think it's Mercury. Please know it wasn't me. It was the computer. How are you, 352?
I'm good, Jethro. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We are having a little trouble here with it. This is Jethro and Axel. How is your day going?
It's going good. Thank you. Sun's shining and good day.
Mhm. And you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
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 What do you see regarding me being able to move and being able to make a residential move?
I feel that there's something there going on for you. I still haven't got your first name, so I'm only picking up part of your reading. I want to be accurate with you. Can you give me a first name?
Oh, okay. Yes, this is Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. The reason I need that is so the guides can pick that up. What I feel with you is they said there is a situation where you will be moving to a place that's more acclimated with you, but it looks like it's still, I don't feel it's this month. I feel it's coming down the road. I feel like it's still a little bit farther down in a time where you'll be safe and your animals. I'm picking up it has to be a place that is where your animals are. Are you looking to move into a place where you can have animals, or you're bringing animals with you is what I'm hearing?
Yes, I have horses. And right now I've had to make an emergency move to get them safe from a lunatic neighbor that wanted the land I had them on. And he killed one. He crippled another one. He was poisoning them. He was dumping motor oil on them and all kinds of stuff you can't even imagine. And I made an emergency move. I've got two of them at a friend's house, and it's about 4 hours away from me. Safe right now, real close to me, but I need to find a place to move out of this town, out of this county, so I can get that whole situation handled. But I need to move first and get all my horses back together with me.
That's what I feel, and I want to make sure those of you that are tuning in, yes, they're telling me that with you right now. And so we're putting out a little vibration, me and Axel. Axel, are you feeling this with Cindy? Can you help her while I make sure those that
I
we
can
disconnect our chat room? From?
Yeah, Cindy, what I would like to see happen, if you have the ability to do this, is to, and it's sort of like an A or B. If A doesn't work, what's going to be? So I'm not. I would say if there's a sheriff or any sort of a police or an animal I don't want to say, I'm saying this wrong, it's like animal police. I know there's, that's sort of odd. But if you contact them, if you can reach out to, you know, go online to like a retailer like Costco or Walmart, and if you can get a cheap camera system to put around your property, and if not, like if you have a teenage kid around that could do this for you, like, you know, super cheap, and as a, that's sort of like an A, and then B would be if you, and I'm not a, I'm not always a down with their tactics, but I think their heart's always in the right place, PETA, they would definitely help you financially, I would believe. I mean, I can't imagine they wouldn't, to help maybe send some people out to sort of watch for you or video for you if they're local to your county. Because this person has to stop. I mean, you should never have to move, and no one should be doing these atrocities to an animal. There's better laws for animals than there is for than there are for women who are abused. And this is stalking. This is stalking your property. It's trespassing. There's so many laws that are being broken. So I would definitely say you should start with the police and then move on. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the person doing it works in law enforcement, and half of the whole county law enforcement is his relatives. And so I've been threatened by them. They've refused to help me. They refused to put his name on police reports. They've refused to do anything. They've allowed him to be a terrorist. I've been warned by other private citizens that have known they've done this to other people, not just me. And so that's why I said I need to get out of this county first. I did have cameras up. I had a lot of cameras up. They destroyed them. And it didn't matter how much evidence I submitted. They didn't put it in the record. They refused to even put his name on a report. And basically, I was threatened and told not to make any more reports against him.
What about local media? Would the media come out against this? Because I know people are pretty pissed right now about what's happening with the,
yeah.
I mean, and my,
yeah,
my
they probably
father
did.
Was
they probably would, but I probably wouldn't be alive to see it come out on
yeah,
the news.
I hear what you're saying.
I
would definitely say that once you land in your next spot, I would definitely contact the media and say this is what happened to me here. And in doing so, you're preventing it for another person that it happens to. I don't believe in the quiet, and I mean, this isn't the wisest thing to do always, but I believe in saying it and saying something and documenting it and putting it on every which way and tell everybody, you know, this happened here, this happened here, this happened here. Because when enough people say, yeah, it happened to me too, then you have what's called a class action lawsuit. Because if you're being terrorized by people for years, at some point, the government has to step in and say, well, if you can't handle your own community, we're going to handle it for you. And, I mean, it might have to go federal court versus state if it's going to be that silly. So, yeah, I hope you definitely can find a spot to go to. Are you local, or are you trying to get to – are you in Florida by chance?
Yes.
Okay, and you were thinking of moving, like, up a little bit but still in a warm climate?
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be north or south. It depends on what door opens where I can find a place.
Yeah. I know.
Where they don't know where I am.
Yeah. There's a lot of land in West Virginia and Maryland and Ohio. And it may not be the warmest, but it's definitely like they have really good prices and the people are really decent with animals. I know in Ohio, they have this huge Ohio fair every year and it's, there's no way. I mean, if something like that happened to an animal, the person would have been arrested by now. It's just so odd to me that somebody would do that. They just want your land? Is that the deal? Or
it's someone new that moved in and bought the property next to the property that I had leased for my horses, and they wanted it. They wanted me off of it. So, and they dared me to call the cops and said, "Yeah, we're going to do. I will do, screamed at me in front of witnesses in the road. I will do."
Hi, caller. Are you still there? Cindy?
Hello?
I
was cut off before. No, I'm not Cindy.
I'm the caller that was
her that got cut off. I got hung up on.
Sure. Was this 415?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and what's your name, please? Tell me your name.
Jessica. Hello, can you hear me? That's weird. Hello?
Hello, Axel. Hello, oh. Jessica.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't hear Axel.
She got kicked off. That we're having Mercury. No one's kicking you off. What's happening is the Mercury retrograde with the metaphysical is going through the computer. We've done this like 30 years. There's something happening.
Oh.
Jessica, did you have a question you called for? Is there something you would like to have a psychic answer?
Yeah, thank you. I've been having really interesting experiences for the last couple months that are sort of like shocking to me at first. And then I process it and it ends up being like a really good gift as far as like how I have to alter my behavior. Just curious what you're picking up around that. I'm wondering why they have to be sort of so upsetting maybe when they happen or shock, like weird. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just like noticing the connection more between how spirit's guiding me and the physical realm, or if they actually are. I'm not really sure. Just curious what you think.
Perfect. And we've been working with this ascension here for with it. And that's what you're picking up. We go to Sedona. We have a lot of individuals of our American Federation of the Psychics who are working with that energy, because what you said, it's just tuned up. There is where the guides are doing it. And it's a good thing. Those of you saw Jessica got bounced back, but she got back in. We have a lot of energy going. So it will do phone surge. It will do it. You have some raw ability. What your intent is how famous or how well you will get to be out in the world. You can be a person's intent. Jessica obviously has a strong ability. They want her doing this work. So as you work with those lessons or the classes and things we've learned from our teachers and the light, we're going to be able to help you, Jessica, because that's what they're saying. And I laugh because I had two other people going, what's going on? It's putting people back and forth with the energy. And that ascension work is going there. So right now, your ability is to be able to work within yourself. Is there some other people you want to help? Because I saw, Jessica, you connected to a couple of individuals you're supposed to be. Is it family, children? Someone there is also psychic around you that's also adding to this energy.
I don't know what that might be referring to. I live with myself, well, with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying are like the situations that I'm having have to do with people outside of me. Like I'll have these like sort of like I got hit in the arm by a softball one day and that was like really jolting to me. But then it like helped me back focus on myself only. Like spirit was like, stop helping other people, focus on yourself. They have like very specific messages when these things happen.
Excellent. And we have now Axel's back because of Mercury. How are you doing, Axel? Would you like to help? I know that you're listening here with Jessica. She is having metaphysical. She lives alone. She says with her dog. I had got the guide something different with her. So what would you like to tell Jessica before we go on to the next caller?
Oh, sure. I got that. Maybe a landlord or a neighbor was psychic. That was the impression I got for your psychic energy.
Oh. Okay, that's related also to what Jethro was saying. Now I'm understanding. I had a situation with one of my neighbors 2 days ago. That was one of the jolting experiences that I had. They happen every couple of weeks or every month or something. And I'm an indigo, and so is he. And my plan is to be working with indigos more, but it was very sort of jolting experience. It was like a little bit. It was upsetting. I had to clear a lot of past stuff within myself. I just don't know why it's like more extreme these days. Like it's not really happy experiences, you know, it's upsetting to me. And then I have to process through it and clear out gunk.
Yeah. I think that the pandemic too is adding that extra layer of like, we're all in for so long so that we have all this especially indigos, you have all this pent up energy. So if you can imagine yourself like a fireworks, but you have two fireworks coming together and shooting fireworks at each other, so it's not going to feel great. So I think definitely sort of embracing like the green spaces and going for, you know, getting a lot of greenery in your walks and getting out some of this energy, you'll probably feel it less when you come up against somebody else who maybe hasn't throttled down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you, Jessica.
We know
what that meant, and we gave that one person question, and I did shut you down that time because we've got other people waiting, and you've gotten in, and we apologize if you are going. There's a reason for it. If you can't understand or hear with us, sometimes that's the time the guides are doing. This is a perfect time for a reading if you're open to that reader. Pick your person lightly. We love you. It's like it's gone wild. Done this most of my life. How are you, 402?
I'm good, thank you. I
love you. You got in.
What?
I love that you got in. It's been a very strong day for people that are.
Me too. Thank you. I was hoping to hear from my son. That was my biggest wish. And if not, if can't do mediumship right now, I don't just general reading.
No, I can do mediumship. But I have one that I need permission to get your first name so I know who you are.
Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, I'm getting permission here. I am feeling that there was something with the fact that I feel like your son is going back and forth out of choose and will with you. I feel that he is being able to work that relationship. I feel that your son is trying to connect with you, and since he's passed, there's been other things that happened. Your son went too early, is what they're telling me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, really bad, and I'm just making me sick, and I'm angry at myself for not protecting him.
I feel that, and I'm asking you, can you help me here, Axel, for a few minutes? And we've got 4 minutes. I apologize to you, Sharon. It's just that we have so many callers.
Yeah.
We give everyone 5 minutes to give a free reading so those who know what we are like can connect with us and help us stay in here. Axel?
Sure. So the guilt you have is sort of like a barrier, if you will. So every parent wants to protect their children. But you have to take care of yourself first and make sure you are as grounded as you can be, as healthy as you can be, and you feel them around you all the time. And it's hard to say to somebody, you know, you've lost your child, but your child is with you. They want you to be happy, of course, just how you wanted them to be happy. So it's sort of like you're in a different space, but you're both equal.
I know.
Mental.
I understand all that. I understand all of that. I've been dealing with this for 15 years. I just wondered if he had any specific messages for me now.
Yes, Sharon, and I do feel that. I would instruct you to get with someone. You know, when you're reading through, like, the radio here and these individuals, we can pick up your voice and we get clairaudient. But with the physical, he is telling us through the other side of the veil. This is a time to get this type of reading. We have, like, Patty Negri's a strong mediumship in California here. I do it. I would suggest to you, when you're looking at reading this kind of energy, I have lost a son. I do have others help me, even though with my ability, that you want to be able to be on a Zoom or something where you can WebEx see them, and you want to be able to do it because he is trying to talk to you. There is something there that has spiritually happened for you that as you're being – it's like honesty, Mom. I feel like we need to sit down together. He doesn't want you to be hurt, but he wants to talk to you and tell you those things. You know, as a parent, it's not always easy when we feel guilt. We need to be able to clear so we can hear our child. I'm feeling something else went on with you that he wants to talk to you, and he is going to stay there in the energy back and forth because he is spiritually connected to you. Is there a father? There's a male.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's what they were talking about and said. And those are the messages he wants to speak, Sharon. I really love all of you guys tuning in. We've got to that time. This is a way to get a quick reading on Psyche's Gone Wild and then go to us to get the other part. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, why do you do it? I do it to help people. If you go to psychicjethro.com, and it is something I do to help with individuals. So value the time, value the space. We're down to that time. It's Tuesday. We've got a lot of you that got in. I do want to clarify, we didn't hang up on a lot of you. We have dropped calls. It's Mercury retrograde. If you know what we're doing metaphysically, if you are an indigo or you are a purple and you already had readings and you know with the energy, I thank you for trying to contact. We will definitely keep you in the queue, but we are real good on hostessing and other things we've got. We're very full right now. Axel, please tell us what you feel we should do in the up and coming year with what's happening with our country.
Well, stay calm is the number one. It's either going to be A or B. There's nothing we can do about it. And it's just 4 years, you know. I mean, if it's your person, great. If it's not, you know, just find other hobbies. But screaming, yelling, and discussing it so aggressively, it doesn't really serve a point. I mean, nobody hears your meaning of what you're trying to say. I think the best way to have people hear you is to live your life in a way that they will want to emulate your behavior. So if you're somebody who gives to other people and you're generous, then other people will see that in you. You don't have to say you're one person or the other. And there's so much more that connects us, I feel, than separates us with these things. I think a lot of the different media outlets try to sell time and space, and they don't really understand that there's a harm in that. You have to make sure people come together. And that's important for our national security. We have to come together. We all have to be on the same page of, like, you know, we love each other. We're going to have each other's backs. And it doesn't matter, you know, what the little symbol voting thing. So that's how I feel about that.
Thank you, Axel. Those of you tuned in, this has been our talk show with readings today, and we will be back reading for those individuals who are following the show. Do welcome all of you that called in the 516-453-6081. Do realize as we get closer to the holidays, we'll be having more guest stars and different books, different individuals that we have lined up. So definitely follow along the show when you're ready to listen and help. Those of you who put in, we have another winner who won double. Kathy Stewart, you have won again on Psychics Gone Wild, and we want to thank you so much. We'll be sending that to you, clarifying. Make sure and watch that envelope that's coming in the mail for those stamps. Donna, right now, you have a surprise, five aces. So if you get your email there in Santa Barbara, let us know privately when you receive that, because you are in for the bigger prizes, and just send a picture of that to PsychicJethro@AOL.com, and we will put that in for the prizes. We have a lot of people asking, Jethro, I had such a good time listening to your show. I get so much information. I looked up your Living in the Psychic Realm book, and I want to know if there's another book out. Yes, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. It helps you with all those household tools to get. You can buy it on Amazon, and definitely stay in the Psychic's Gone Wild room. We are in there. Jethro, I want to privately talk to Axel, and please, I will send you the email so she can talk to me. I can afford a little bit of a reading, but I've got some pictures here of my family and friends and would like some advice. Is that Axel? Will just send that. If you send, you get on psychicjethro.com, and I will send that over to Axel privately, and she can look at those pictures and help you. Thank you, Axel. Stay wild. It is a way to be.
Oh,
all of you guys tune in.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun. And those of you know, we'll be giving away a prize. Denise Mancina, you have won Psychic Circle. And Jared Mahambo, you have also won one. So you are able to come to the WebEx Psychic Circle and join in on the fun. We welcome all of you guys that are contacting, and make sure you get in there. Do it. We are at the last of the show. And for those of you that are out there listening into the show and know that the new websites, the new things, we welcome you. And that's how they won those prizes. We'll be back without Mercury next time. It'll be a little better, so we're not so intense. And loving all of you guys that are contacting us. Have a great day.